Fight over sports betting legalization in Missouri heats up. Sports betting is legal in 38 U.S. states and Washington, D.C., but Missouri remains one of the dozen states where it is still banned. However, this may soon change, as residents will vote on the matter in the upcoming November ballot. With the election approaching, both supporters and opponents of legalization have ramped up their campaigns. Number of anti-betting ads reduced. In November, Missouri voters will have their say on Amendment 2, a proposal that, if passed, would allow individuals aged 21 and over to legally bet on sports. Since the amendment involves a change to the state constitution, a vote is necessary. The debate over Amendment 2 has seen two main groups emerge: Missourians against the deceptive online gambling amendment and Winning for Missouri Education. Winning for Missouri Education has raised $15.8 million, making it one of the most well-funded ballot campaigns in Missouri's history. Unsurprisingly, major gambling operators such as DraftKings and FanDuel are key contributors to the campaign. According to local press reports, Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment recently reduced its advertising efforts, pulling about $1.2 million of planned TV adverts. The Federal Communications Commission's data shows that although the organization had initially booked nearly $4 million in ads to oppose Amendment 2, it scaled back by approximately $1.2 million. Leading the campaign against the amendment is Caesars Entertainment, which operates several casinos in Missouri and has donated $14.2 million to the anti-betting group. Their campaign raises concerns about how gambling tax revenues will be distributed, and they have expressed doubts about the projected $100 million in betting profits that are expected to benefit education programs over the next 5 years. Related: Missouri sees record campaign contributions as sports betting, casino votes loom. Anti-betting campaign refocuses on grassroots outreach. Earlier this year, a survey conducted by St. Louis University, UGov, found that around 50% of likely voters in Missouri supported the legalization of sports betting, with only 30% opposing it. However, Brooke Foster, the spokeswoman for Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment, believes that the numbers may be changing and that the results of the vote will be very close. Talking about the organization's decision to cut back on TV ads, Foster explained that they have decided to focus on grassroots outreach and community conversations in the 2 weeks leading up to Election Day. At the same time, Foster pointed out that out-of-state betting companies are still investing millions in advertising to promote Amendment 2.